anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, the third day of March, meaning it's not too far from March Madness. Creighton, 26th in the AP poll, 11th and 12th on most teams. Will they even get in the NCAA tournament? Daddy, explain.
They're in. They're in. There's no explanation now. They've done what they've needed to do, and it's happened over the last, month and a half when it looked bleak at one time, but now it's all come together. It seems to this time of year for Dana Altman always gets a group to play like this, and how it happens, I don't care what conference you're in, it's really amazing what Dana Altman, and, you know, he had an opportunity to leave, stayed put, and kept things rolling.
Well, speaking of pig suey, you know, we haven't got to, what is a feral pig? What is that,
there's
Tony?
So much going on in central Nebraska, and with all the basketball, we have not had a chance. It's a wild pig. Now, late last year when we learned around the Seward area there were wild pigs, then apparently they were found to be flying to Harlan County because there's no other sightings between Seward and Harlan County. So we assume they were flying pigs. Well, now the Game of Parks is trying to eradicate these wild pigs, and they whacked 15 of them around the lake to up the total, I believe, to 69 for the Game of Parks total in the last 2 years that they've killed around Harlan County Reservoir. So congratulations all involved with the pig eradication going on. This bud's for you. That's all I can say.
So what's going on?
Well, they just basically kill things, and they hurt crops, and they have diseases such as pseudorabies, swine brucellosis, and classic swine fever.
Yuck.
And now, when they kill these pigs, they say the test results won't be available for a few weeks, but anybody out there, if you're turkey hunting this spring, if you see these, any observations, if you observe any of these wild pigs, you should report them to 402-471-5174. And the Game of Parks obviously wants to hear about them because they do not want them being the nuisance they are in other parts of the country.
Outstanding. Okay, we're up to date on that then. Anything else that's going on?
Well,
that has absolutely nothing to do. Oh, we got some news of the weird coming up on the show. We've also got a couple of great interviews for you. We will catch up with Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning. They are hosting the Big 12 Championships. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the team. We'll talk about some recruits coming up in our next segment. Also, we're going to catch up with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker. They are among the many area teams that are headed to state, which begins on Thursday. Tomorrow, we're going to talk a little Husker baseball. Actually, we're going to talk with their opponent again, once again, Daddy.
Yeah, Steve Ruzzi is set to join us. Cal State Northridge, the Matadors head coach.
We're also going to be running down Ron Powell to talk about the state basketball tournament as a whole from the Lincoln Journal-Star. That's among our guests coming up today and tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There will be shows Thursday and Friday. No basketball is going to overlap those on Thursday and Friday, so we will have Doug and Daddy shows. Also, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up on the program today, a chance for you to win a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney. Oh, stock it up, folks. You're getting ready for conference basketball tournaments, college basketball from here. It's a month of it. It's already getting underway. Missouri Valley, among the early ones, starts this weekend. Some of them starting even earlier. But all that is going on starting this. So we'll give you a chance at that $25 gift card. We'll get to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We still have more rolling in on the Franklin-Sandhill-Stedford matchup from last Friday. It has gone statewide, as we talked about yesterday. The stories in the newspapers, Kearney, Omaha, on radio stations here and in Omaha, among others, talking about the ball game. That's all coming up. But always, folks want to know about Nebraska football. Well, taking a look at some of the publications from across the state today, the Tampa Tribune reporting that Mike Eckler, which isn't from across the state, but we'll get to the second part of this in a minute, Mike Eckler again offered a South Florida job on Sunday.
Doesn't want it. Doesn't want it, or did he reconsider his options?
I don't know. Wanted to be co-defensive coordinator, reporting that the latest offer was for him to be the co-defensive coordinator along with Iowa State secondary coach Chris Ash.
No.
And how about this? Lincoln Journal Star, a story today, talking with Tom Osborne about a restructuring of Bo Pelini's contract already.
Well,
already?
Hey, I just think it's secure, long-term security.
Charlie Weiss.
Long-term security.
Charlie Weiss. I just don't understand. You signed a contract 9 months ago or a year ago, whatever it was.
I suppose that's pretty normal. I suppose they just look at locking him up for future years. I think that's all it is, Doug. He's already locked up. I understand.
Okay, I want to make this a bigger picture.
A Bob Stoops deal. It wasn't an Urban Meyer deal when Bo Pelini signed it.
Oh, you hate Bo Pelini in Nebraska, because that's not it. It's just a big picture. You signed the contract. Yes, you can restructure it and get it going for years to come, but if any coach is going to leave the program, it doesn't matter how long that contract's good for. I have never quite... Kind of like taking a timeout in basketball after you just made a basket. I have never understood this philosophy either. I don't understand it. Oh, yeah, I'm talking to everybody. Ooh, we made a bucket. Timeout! Whatever coach's clinic, and I know I went off on this last year, but whatever coach's clinic you learned that in the last couple of years, quit doing it. Makes no sense. I've never found a coach, even the coaches that do it, well, we wanted to, you know, we wanted to readjust. We wanted to refocus. We wanted to, you know, maybe they were getting tired. Anyway, what's the whole point? You made a contract. It's been 1 year. 1 year!
I think they probably want to get him up a little bit more on par to where he belongs in the Big 12. Let's be honest. Where's he ranked? 10th out of the 12 coaches?
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I got the good. 11th, actually.
Okay.
Because the Iowa State new coach is getting just a shade more.
That's unbelievable.
Again, though, I have to come back to economics. And you can read the story online at the Lincoln Journal Star website at journalstarsports.com. I know whatever you want to say, but let's see. What does it cost Mack Brown to live in Texas, and what does it cost Bo Pelini to live in Lincoln? It's economics. What is a professor at UNK make as compared to what a professor at a Division II in New York makes? Well, of course it's more in New York. It has nothing to do with the quality of education at the school. It has nothing to do with the quality of whatever, whatever, whatever. What does a doctor make? What does a lawyer make? You know, what does a radio guy make? It's more, you know, if it costs $750 to rent an apartment in Kearney, Nebraska, or Hastings, Nebraska, it's probably going to cost... God, how much more times that than California or Texas? I mean, so nobody ever talks about that. What is $1.1 million in Lincoln compared to $1.1 million in Austin, Texas? I would think that would be an interesting story.
Well, it would be vastly different, you know, which I think you make a good point.
Bo's living in a $500,000 house in Lincoln. I don't know. I'm just picking a number. What would that house be worth in Austin, Texas? I get the whole point of wanting to keeping him on par, but it comes down to a much bigger story. Your Manny Ramirez, you know, you take it to any direction of sport. We've talked about it on the show. You know, maybe the guy wants to stay for $15 million a year and play at Tennessee, but when somebody's offering you $20 million, the league or your union is telling you, you got to go take that. It doesn't matter what you want. You have to go take that.
Well, I'm sure cost of living increases are built into all these guys' contracts, especially at the top. I mean, it just goes up with everything. With everything that goes up, just prices rise with the economy or with the.
You know, it's just one of those stories I saw today that just made me went, you know, good God. You know, already.
Well, I don't know where he should be ranked, but 11th certainly is not fitting for Nebraska football. I mean, if we're going to take out the cost of living, if Mac Brown's making $3 million, Bo Pelini should be in the 2.2, I would assume, if you want to say that the cost of living in Austin's $800,000 difference. That's $1 million raise for Bo Pelini. If that's what we're going to compete with.
One year, that's all I'm saying. It's been one year. Obviously playing with Bill Callahan's recruits. That's a joke there, by the way. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Let me do it.
At ESPNSuperstation.com. Hey, want to remind the folks that there will be an organizational meeting for American Legion Baseball in Kearney. Grades 9 through 12 interested in playing Legion Baseball for Runza, Little Caesars, Post 52, or Five Points Bank. The meeting is next Tuesday, March 10th, at the Kearney High School math area at 7 o'clock. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Parents also encouraged to attend for the organizational meeting for Kearney American Legion Baseball, grades 9 through 12, next Tuesday, March 10th, 7 p.m., Kearney math area. Okay, weirdo, what do you got?
All right, well, this is an AP story, and this happened right in Lincoln, Nebraska. A man who said he tried to mellow out his cat by stuffing her head, by stuffing her, not her head, but her, into a homemade bong. Oh, yeah, he's facing criminal charges and cat calls from animal lovers. Lincoln area authorities cited a 20-year-old man on suspicion of animal cruelty after catching him smoking marijuana from a contraption that had a cat stuffed inside. It's 12-inch by 6-inch based. The cat was a 6-month-old female named Shadow. Been very hyper, and he was just trying to calm her down, the man said. What the human mind doesn't invent, Bob Downey, the director of the Capital Humane Society, said.
And as a spokesman for the Kearney Area Humane Society, I would like to know your thoughts on this.
I'm appalled. I'm pissed. What goes through your mind? You know, this is one.
Smoking cat is what he's doing.
This is one of those deals that there should not be a fine. This is, you just take this guy out in the trees, and he doesn't really come back with you. And then the society's better off. Everybody's better. The world's a better place. That you get the real cast of. You get the real cast of, you know, some mafia show. Call, you know, whatever you want. And they get the three guys. They take them out in the trees. Four of you go out. Three of you come back. And that's that. That's just amazing. Unbelievable. The cat was just dazed. She was on the front seat of the cop car, wrapped in a blanket. Moved her to the Humane Society. She was released after he paid a $400 fine. Unfreaking believable.
Oh, wow. We had some nasty emails. Some nasty emails rolled in after the show yesterday on the Franklin Sandhill Stedford. And I want to get to that before we go to break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Tim Marker from Adams Central. Also coming up. Is going to be Mark Manning, head wrestling coach at Nebraska. Greg gets a hold of us here and says, the story, I think this is Greg in Hastings, it looks like. Greg says, the story here is, did the clock run out? Doesn't sound like your hub reporter knows. We talked with Seth Blank on the show yesterday, and he said he was kind of 99% sure. He said, did the clock ever say 0-0-0? Doesn't mean the buzzer sounded, but it's likely. Did they put time back on? If they did, then they can call the technical, but it's a pretty questionable decision. The best course, if that's the case, is to say no harm, no foul, and clear the court to finish with 1/10. It's another argument that putting anything under 0.4 back or 4/10 back on the clock when the team leading has the ball is not good judgment. If the clock never went to 0-0, then it's bad. but the Franklin folks screwed up, and sometimes bad things happen to good people. Greg goes on to say, I was standing by Coach Trader, which would be Mike Trader, in the Hastings College bench in 1987. We were up 5 on Kearney State, trying to stop their 11-year national tourney run, when he thought time had expired and went onto the court in very un-Coach Trader-like fashion. But this was big, stopping that Loper streak, and he got teed up, giving Kearney State the ball and 2 free throws and a chance to tie. We survived, but I still feel bad about not seeing him go and pulling him back. That's part of your job on the bench. That's why they don't sell popcorn in the first row. So there you go, from Greg in Hastings.
I think there's so many different opinions, and things vary as to what happened down the stretch. And the noise level in the gym, I'm not sure that anybody can tell from anything. I think the whole situation, if you go back and you look at the way things, if you have 2 days to think about it, I even think the officials would probably, okay, they did it by the book. I think the officials would probably not go by the book. Had they, and I don't know that. I'm not point blank asked the one official that I know that. I would think it would make sense to go, you know what, there's no way Sandhill Stedford can come back. It's over. Franklin won this game fair and square. There's really not been any controversy at this point. But they've got to make a decision. You don't have 10 minutes to go into a room and debate things. There's 3 of you meeting in the middle of the floor, about a minute from what everybody can gather. They make a decision, they move on. Everybody else has to move on, too.
Mark in Minden says, okay, we've had our biology lesson, talking about the pigs, and our economy lesson. Can we talk some sports now? Mark in Minden. Hey, Mark, I think we're going to talk some sports. Let's take a break back after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion.
This is Shelly Smith from ESPN.
Hi, this is Bob Davis with the Kansas City Royals.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Spring has
has sprung at ABC Drug and Gift. Right now, ABC has spring for every room in your home with vibrant colored silk flowers and butterflies, Fenton glass and Isabel Bloom figurines. Everything just in time for spring and new things arriving every week. Make an impression and welcome spring into your home with a stop at ABC Drug and Gift, your Health Mart pharmacy, where you'll always find something unique. Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures up around 50 degrees. Southeast winds will also remain gusty at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will stay mainly clear. We'll dip back to 27 with a variable wind of 5 to 10. It will climb to around 67 for high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Dunkin' Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Jake in Lincoln didn't like Seth Blank very well, did he, Daddy?
No.
Got an email from Jake. He's not really a fired up fan of Seth after joining the show yesterday. I'm not even sure I want to talk much about it, but, you know, he didn't like that Seth didn't mention anything about the clock not going off and all that stuff from yesterday. But, Jake, yeah, we did get your email. He doesn't like Seth. What do you think? They're related? Think they're related?
No.
Jake and Seth? No.
You don't go there anywhere?
Nah, that's no reason to.
Okay.
No reason to. Got some breaking news coming up here, apparently, being reported from the Omaha World Herald, and we're going to say that Nebraska has lost another football player, Tony.
Sounds like Major Culbert no longer a part of the Nebraska football team, from what we're understanding.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. Wait for it. Oh, yeah.
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Yeah, reported today this from Coach Bo Pelini confirming that Major Culbert is no longer with the team. No explanation given. He was listed as the number two strong safety behind Larry Asante for the Gator Bowl. Played in seven games last season. Made his biggest contribution as a freshman against Missouri in 2006 in a win over the Tigers. Briefly moved to IBAC. And then went back to defense.
Another one of those players you thought would be around and you thought you would be a major contributor, gone.
UNK women's basketball team home tonight, 6 o'clock. They'll take on Adams State in the opening round of the RMAC tournament at the Health and Sports Center. And a winner will put them into the semifinals in Pueblo on Friday night with the championship coming up on Saturday. Lopers need to get a couple of wins maybe to keep their spot there in the regional rankings, which are coming out as they get ready for the NCAA tournament. Husker women have their home finale tonight against Colorado. The Husker men have their home finale tomorrow night against Iowa State. And Tony, Adam Bailey.
Seen him player of the week?
Big 12 player of the week. What sport?
Nebraska baseball.
Okay, just checking, because sometimes I get throw you off there a little bit. That's not Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, but Troutman's will be coming up. UNK baseball team, they're going to try and play today against Briarcliff. They're going to push it back to tomorrow, because tomorrow will be even a nicer day, hopefully. So Briarcliff at UNK Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Well, Daddy, you've watched him do his work on the mat. You've watched him take care of Nebraska wrestling teams. And you've watched him go one-on-one as the mauler with Brandon Rigoni.
Mangler. And mauler. Call him the mauler. Call him the mangler.
Well, he is the head wrestling coach at the University of Nebraska, Mark Manning, as they get ready to host the Big 12 championships that are coming up this Saturday. The five teams in the Big 12 are all ranked in the nation's top 13. And the Huskers have had some time off after a tough season-ending loss to Iowa State, who's probably going to be the favorite, and we'll ask Coach about that. But Mark Manning joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mark, congratulations on the season so far, the number four ranking, and thanks for joining us today. I guess the first question is, how healthy is your team as you get ready for this weekend?
Well, we feel real good. You know, we've trained really hard here this last 10 days, and, you know, we've really, you know, our season's really about preparation for the Big 12 tournament and national tournament. We feel really good. We're ready to go, and our health is good. And so I think our guys are really looking forward to wrestling, you know, right here, not leaving their bed and, you know, being right here in Lincoln and wrestling the Coliseum in front of a lot of fans.
Mark, can you talk about the amount of Nebraska kids on this roster and the quality of kids in which you have?
Yeah, you know, it really starts with the Brandon Brown and Craig Brester, you know, two All-Americans. Brandon was a Big 12 champ last year, and, you know, Brandon's a senior, and then Craig's just a junior, and then we have Andy Bocorni at 125 as a freshman, and Matt Vicani at 133 from Papillion. And so, you know, we have some quality there, and guys that, you know, younger guys that, you know, Andy and Matt have had challenging seasons, but I think they see, you know, the byproduct of guys like Brandon and Craig sticking their nose in and just staying tough and keep getting better, and, you know, good things will happen. So, you know, we need everyone competing hard on this Saturday, obviously.
Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, you have to have, no matter what the sport is, at least a little core talent coming out of the state, and you're going to have a kid coming out of our backyard in Michael Klingensmith from Kearney Catholic who has signed with you. What did you see in that young man?
Well, I see a lot of the same qualities in the guys on our team. Number one, he's a great student, and he wants to be, you know, a student athlete here at Nebraska, and we like when guys want to come. You know, we don't have to talk someone into it. Michael wanted to be a part of our program, and I think he sees himself really developing there. And but he's obviously a tremendous student. But he's got a lot of heart. He's got a lot of talent, and we just, you know, he was the quarterback of his football team last couple of years, and he's a great leader. And I just think he's going to have a great career here at Nebraska, and we're looking forward to getting him in the room and making him a part of it.
Mark the Mangler Manning joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Speaking of smart, I don't know how smart that was.
Coach, we have some fun, and I think everybody saw it now on the Internet, you going up against Brandon Rigoni, all the coaches there, Tom Osborne there. Kind of a, you know, it started off, I think, to kind of be just a fun deal, but kind of bringing everybody together, everybody having some fun. How much fun, as you look back, was that?
Well, I think it was all fun and games before, until I stepped on that goal line and he was across from me on the 10-yard line. Then it was business. It was fun for everyone else except me and Rigoni.
Well, I'll tell you
but
what.
But it was about competition, so it was good.
I'll tell you what, that was a great piece of tape, and talk about bonding. I suppose that bonded a lot of people together that didn't have to hurt as much as you guys did after that was all over. But Coach Manning joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go ahead and get back to wrestling. The five teams that are going to be competing for the Big 12 Championship, Coach, are all currently ranked in the top 13 in the country. How strong is the conference this year compared to past years?
Well, I think so. As it's ever been, and you know, Iowa State is favored coming into this tournament, and you know, they're ranked second, I think, and I mean they're and you know, Missouri's got probably one of their best teams ever, and then, you know, Oklahoma State has a lot of young guys. They have some veterans, but they have a lot of young guys, new guys in the lineup, and you know, and OU has a lot of talent. So you know, we have our hands full with the tournament, but I think it really bodes well for us come NCAA tournament time, because I think Big 12 conference will do real well.
Coach, I got to ask you about the NCAA tournament. How many kids do you look to qualify for that? Or I guess I don't know that much about it. I attended my first wrestling tournament. How does this take place, and how do kids qualify for this?
Well, great question. Right now, how it's set up is this year there's a new formula. The NCAA went away from the old formula that we used to use, and they've gone to more like the basketball, men's and women's basketball conferences do, or tournaments do, in the selection process. And what that is they take the top conference champion out of every conference or regional, and then there's so many at-large bids. Well, right now, we know going into the tournament, we have 37 from our conference. So 37 out of the 50 guys entered are going to the NCAA tournament. But you don't know which ones, because they're going to take so many at each weight class. So maybe three at 125, 3 at 133 and so on, 5 at heavyweight, 5 at 197. So it's all depending on the kids' record, their RPI, so means strength of schedule, and their coach's rank. So if you're ranked in the top 30 and you have a good record and you've wrestled a quality schedule, you're going to go to the NCAA tournament. You can assure your way to go by placing in the top, you know, winning the conference tournament. You're guaranteed. And then, you know, if they, like I said, oh, we're going to take every guy at 197 and one at heavyweight. All five guys are ranked that high, and so they're going to take five spots at each one of those weight classes. So, but some weight classes only have three. So, you know, it's going to be a battle to see who goes. And no matter how bad your season is, if you place in the top three at one of those weight classes, you're going. So it's a good deal.
Coach, I got to be honest, is the BCS involved in this process? Cause, well, that's a hell of a mess.
It is. It is. There's a lot of yeah, it's a lot like, well, it kind of it goes away from what the past formula was, and was that was past performance. Which means if your conference did well at the NCAA tournament every year, you'd get so many qualifiers. Well, how they selected that was the top three in every weight class. We used to get 38. So the top three in every weight class would go, and then there was eight wild cards. Well, those eight wild cards were determined by the five coaches going in a room after the tournament. So you're talking about you went to war with these against these guys during the day, and then you go in a room and you try to be cordial in regards to saying, well, this guy should deserves to go and this guy doesn't deserve to go. And in all actuality, a few years ago, we got the short end of the stick 2 years in a row by our guys being, we had two kids ranked in the top eight and they never got to go. And we basically, politically, other coaches kind of ganged up against us, and we didn't even get our two kids going to the national tournament. So I like this a lot better because it takes those other guys' politics out of the equation.
well, Mark,
so I like this.
Well, Mark, it's still important, obviously, for a national tournament seating, how the kids do this week. Where do you see you guys? We talk about the last duel that came out. There were some things off the mat, obviously, with the Brown family, and it was an emotional duel with Iowa State. So you weren't exactly going in with a ball of fire, I guess, going into that last duel. How do you categorize how the team's feeling now?
A lot better, and you know, I appreciate that question because Brandon and Cameron mean an awful lot to us, and you know, Brandon's doing a great job right now training and stuff, and Cameron's back in the room. So I think, you know, we've kind of overcome that, and Brandon's doing well, and you know, I think, you know, we're just a really close-knit team, and so, you know, one guy's hurting, you know, other guys are going to feel that pain a little bit, and you know, I ain't good right now. I think, you know, it's just, you know, it's a way of life, and that's what athletics is all about, you know. I mean, in the real life, when these guys get a career and a family and, you know, kids and a wife and, you know, have to juggle it all, there's going to be, you know, some monkey wrenches thrown in along the way. And this is just a, you know, a small part of what they're going to experience in the real world, you know. And so, you know, I think our guys have dealt with it and gone through it and it really come out stronger, you know.
Well, Mark, I guess we'll let you get out of here with this. Coach Manning from the UNL wrestling team joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's going to make you feel good, I guess, when you wake up Sunday morning if your team performs, say, how?
Well, as long as we just perform up to our ability. And that's all we really ask. We don't talk a lot about winning and losing. We talked about giving their best effort. And that, you know, that has a high standard attached to it. So, you know, obviously we want to get each one of our guys competing to the best of their ability, and that's how we've been training and really, you know, working our guys in to have a peak performance. And so we need to have some guys step up and wrestle well and do well, but nothing, you know, like miracle workers. No one has to do anything like extraordinary. We just have to compete to the best of our ability, and let the rest take care of itself.
Well, Mark, I learned a lot today. We got 37 people from the Big 12 Conference going to Nationals, none from Utah or Boise State. That's excellent as well. We appreciate the time, and I've never had a wrestling coach say that's a really good question, so I'm going to write that one down.
Well, yeah, we don't have the commissioner of the Mountain West intervening here.
No, there'd be no Mountain West wrestlers going to Nationals, so you don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're undefeated against those. We whip those guys every day.
Well, Mark, we always appreciate the time you give us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wish you the best of luck this weekend and as you head towards Nationals.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
Coach, thanks. You know, he gave me an idea there. You know, he's talking Mountain West. You know, new consolidations. Maybe they could be the, you know, whatever county feral pigs.
Perfect.
What do you think? They're fast. They're quick. They are quick.
They See? Have to catch them with helicopters.
That's right. It's unbelievable. Big 12 championships coming up this weekend at the NU Coliseum. Go to Huskers.com for more information. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And we'll catch up with Adams Central Girls basketball coach Tim Marker after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready for the long haul. From simple tune-ups to advanced diagnostics, we'll change your oil, rotate your tires, replace your brakes, and give you something we call the fix-it list. It lets you know what's running fine, what needs fixing now, and what can wait. Think of it as peace of mind for the miles ahead. Midas, we're on this road together.
TurboTax presents a message from Ulysses S. Grant.
You know, since I'm the guy on the $50 bill, that means I know how you can get more $50 bills in your wallet. All you have to do is use TurboTax. See, with TurboTax, you don't have to spend a lot to do your taxes, and you get the maximum refund, guaranteed, which means you and I can spend a lot more time together.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get started at TurboTax.com. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Got the down? Then you get the deal. And thanks to you, that's just exactly how it's worked for 28 years at Kearney Auto Sales. One year at a time, one day at a time, one deal at a time, and one customer at a time. At Kearney Auto Sales, your small down payment will put you behind the wheel of your next car or truck. At Kearney Auto Sales, we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Got the down? Then come get your deal at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. Buy here, pay here.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures up around 50 degrees. Southeast winds will also remain gusty at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will stay mainly clear. We'll dip back to 27 with a variable wind of 5 to 10. It will climb to around 67 for high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot of good boys basketball played last night, but boy, how good is St. Cecilia? We talked with Kevin Asher yesterday, and they just went out and mauled St. Paul. Got up 31-7.
I actually thought St. Paul probably playing as well as they'd played all year heading into that. I thought they might have a remote chance. And then when I heard that score, boy, what a head scratcher.
And then you got some other surprises last night in the boys' play, especially in Class B. Both Adams Central and Northwest knocked off in close games. Boys Town beating Wisner Pilger in C1, and Wisner, that's their only loss. They lose by 2 to Boys Town, a very good team, and it looks like they are out of the state tournament. Explain to me again how this wild card thing works.
It doesn't in that circumstance.
The Minden boys are jumping up and down again because Kearney Catholic lost in overtime to Shadron last night. We talked about it all year. Look out. Bad matchup for Shadron. And the Stars, they lost to them by 1 in the district final last year. This year they lose to them in overtime.
2 heartbreakers, 2 celebrations right down the road. Minden goes to state and advances. I mean, no another way to look at it.
And then Ravenna, what a night from Eric Johnson last night. 35 points and a 68-48 win over Blue Hill. Just too much for Trent Ockingay and the Bobcats to try and overcome.
You know, you're a good, you know, you always say when you're a good basketball team, you don't realize, you know, exactly, you don't go, oh, yeah, we're up by 6, we're up by 8. Ravenna's one of those teams, you watch for a while, and then all of a sudden you glance at the scoreboard and go, that was a 12-2 run. It comes out of nowhere. It's not fancy. It's not flashy. Basketball players in the right place at the right times.
Now, C1 and C2 have finished up, but they will not bring out the official brackets until tomorrow when everybody is done.
But for some obvious people out there that don't understand, because there's teams that have crossed, played up, played down, which wild card points are still a factor in.
Yeah. And unofficially, it looks like Hastings St. Cecilia will be the 2 seed and play North Bend. Pierce will be the 3 seed and play Boys Town. Shadron will be the number 1 seed, play Syracuse. And Minden will be the number 4 seed and play Bennington in the first round. In C2, it looks like Freeman will be the number 1 seed and play Hardington Cedar Catholic. And then Elmwood Murdoch and Archbishop Bergen are end up 4 and 5, and they're going to play each other. Number 2 will be Axtell in C2, play Wilbur Claytonia. Ravenna will be number 3 and play Sutherland. Well, I'm sure he, our following guest, can explain to us how the wild card system works, because the Adams Central Lady Patriots have gotten into state this time around in Class B via the wild card, and congratulations to them. And Coach Tim Marker joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I'm sure you had this all figured out, right?
No, Doug.
Did you, just looking, it looked like you had an inkling or an indication, even after the loss to Holdridge, that you still had a chance to get in. Is that true?
Well, you know, based on where we were and the matchups that were going on, where all the district finals still had the top-seeded teams playing, or most of the ones that were above us anyway, still had the top-seeded teams playing, and we just needed 3 or 4 of them to win, and point-wise, we'd be able to hold on. We had a lot of people doing a lot of number crunching around here.
Boy, Tim, it looks like to me you get Alliance in the first round. Couldn't have really got a much better draw, could you?
No, and that's one thing that we've been talking about is they're probably one of the better matchups for us. They are, you know, a lot of the teams in B have experience. A lot of them are repeats going down the state tournament, and they're one of those. But they're a group that have lost some kids that are good kids, and you know, somebody that we do match up with pretty good.
Tim Marker from Adams Central joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, yeah, I guess, Coach, people thought Alliance would be just a juggernaut there with their young sensation in Jordan, and maybe she needs a little help around her, and maybe they're starting to figure that out a little bit.
Yeah, they've got a couple of guards that help her out quite a bit. Briggs is a guard out there. She's a 5'7 guard that really is pretty good at penetrating and takes some big shots and helps spread the points out a little bit, but basically they're kind of a two-person punch, and just happens that one of them hits pretty hard.
Tim, what are you guys going to have to do especially well at state if you are to advance in this tournament?
Well,
or better than you have been doing?
Actually, you know, where we're going to match up is pretty good is going to be with our post players. She's bigger than our post players. But we've faced a lot of big post players. The Sokolowski girl is pretty comparable. Jordan Hooper's maybe a little bit better shooter, but still, you know, the athleticism that you have with somebody that's that big, and you know, some of the other posts that we've gone against this year have been bigger, and our posts have really improved what they've been able to do inside. And I'd say probably trying to keep her around 20 or less is going to be a pretty big part for us to try and do.
Well, after winning 14 in a row and getting to the conference tournament finals, you finished 3-3. Is that concern to you, Tim?
You know, it's just part of. That's one of the things that we have talked about. When we get to the end of our season, it's a pretty tough battle. And talking about those three losses, two of them to Ravenna, and there's a couple of big post players that we had to deal with there. And one night we did very well against Irvine, and then the next time she hit some shots from the outside that hurt us. And that's one of the things that Hooper can do also is hit some shots outside. So our posts have to have confidence and be able to extend their defense a little bit. You know, but I'm glad we had the tough competition and that they were close games. You know, Ravenna were the ones that, you know, they had a little bit more of a lead at the, than, you know, what would be comfortable, or I guess it would be a comfortable win for them. But otherwise, we're in the game. We had a chance against Holdridge. They hit their free throws at the end, and that kind of stretched that one out a little bit there. But, no, I think, you know, we're all right. We're glad we were playing tough competition and should be ready to go.
Tim, does Trent and Holdridge leave you shaking your head a little bit in the semifinals? They shoot less than 20%. You're thinking, hey, that's going to be pretty decent. Then they come out and shoot like they did against you.
Yeah. You know, part of that was our fault where we gave them some easy baskets, and that kind of, you know, makes it a little easier for you to build your confidence. And then we left their good shooters get too good of looks. And we just had a few defensive lapses that really let them get into the flow of their game. And that's a mistake against them. That's something that we didn't do the first time where we were able to maintain pressure and didn't give up any easy baskets or any breakaways. And they were just were able to do that Friday night.
Well, Adams Central plays their first round game Thursday morning at 10:45 at Pershing against Alliance. If they win that, they'll move on and take on the winner of Seward and Omaha Scutt in the semifinals. I guess before we let you get out of here, Tim, Tony touched on it a little bit. Have you seen even more improvement despite, I mean, I mentioned 3-3, which was to lead into the tougher competition that you did see in those three games that didn't come out in the win column. Did you still see improvement in your team? And if so, where was that coming from?
Well, a lot of that was just building more confidence and determination and an understanding of how aggressive you have to play. And that's part that, you know, I think helps prepare you for playing down in Lincoln, because you get down to Lincoln and all of a sudden it's so much more aggressive. It's a faster-paced game. And you just don't have time to play cautious. You have to play your game, do what you can do, and do it with confidence and as hard as you can.
Tim, when you look over this Class B bracket as a whole, is Seward the team to beat?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just based on their tough matchups, especially if they're hitting the ball, hitting from the outside, they're just a really tough team. Almost anybody that's had some kind of success against them has come with some kind of a junk defense to try and confuse them a little bit. And you know, they just have so much experience, they can get that figured out. One of the teams probably played them the best has been Holdridge, and they just said, you know, came out and played as aggressive as they could.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. The games will be on 1230 KHAS, our sister station, and thanks for giving us some time again on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck in Lincoln.
You bet. Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Tim Markerhead, girls basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I do think that's the best draw they could have got.
Undoubtedly. You know, you could have said, we could have drawn Gretna, the 8 seed. I mean, you know, but they knew they weren't in that position. But, yeah, you get Pius and Holdridge on the other side of the bracket. Yeah, you're going to have to meet Seward, but if you get, you know, if you advance the semifinal game, everybody's going to be pretty darn good at that stage. But good for them getting in on a wild card and taking advantage of it. Let's see if they can roll with it.
Let's take a break. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Alan Batchelder, and I've got the world's worst commute.
Quaker State wants to know, who has the world's worst commute?
27 miles of tunnels, bridges, elevated highways.
It can take 2.5 hours.
I feel sorry for my engine.
Tough commute? Then get an oil that goes way beyond industry standards. Quaker State delivers 2 times better wear protection by bonding to metal surfaces. Quaker State. Real, durable oil. 2 times better wear protection based on Sequence 4A test using SAE 5W30.
Ma'am, I need you to slow down and tell me exactly what you saw.
Okay, officer. Well, he had these crazy, huge eyes, and they just stared at me.
Uh-huh. About how tall?
About 3 inches high, 6 inches wide. I think he was made of money, and he just stared.
Ma'am, that was the money you could be saving with Geico.
No, it wasn't.
Did you hear this music when you saw him?
I always feel like I want to win. Yes!
Have a good day, ma'am.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures up around 50 degrees. Southeast winds will also remain gusty at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will stay mainly clear. We'll dip back to 27 with a variable wind of 5 to 10. It will climb to around 67 for high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
And Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, Daddy, the new bracketology is out, and so is the NITology. Oh, yeah, Nebraska right now, a 5 seed in the Virginia Tech region. They have them playing George Mason in the first round of the NIT, and then either Virginia Tech or Cleveland State in the second round.
We'll squash them like a bug.
Baylor would be in playing New Mexico. Northern Iowa would barely be in. Kansas State would be a number one seed in their NIT bracket against Arkansas Little Rock.
Good. You know what? I'd like to. I hope we get Kansas State in that Big 12 tournament somehow, because I'd like to see that white Paul Pierce again.
Let's look at bracketology. Joe Lenardi. He has Missouri. He has Oklahoma as a 1. Kansas as a 2. Missouri as a 4. Texas as an 8. Oklahoma State is a 10, and Creighton as an 11 right now, taking on Syracuse in the first round for Creighton.
You know, Creighton's one of those sneaky teams. You get them in, they're always that 12-5 matchup, and that's something they've kind of thrived at. You know, Texas being the 8, obviously, everybody knows the 8-9 winner obviously has to face the 1 seed. Now, the 1s aren't maybe what they have been the last couple years, but still, that's a daunting task.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won in the last 2 months and 3 days, you are eligible at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776 for a $25 gift card to use on anything that is so delicious at Troutman's Quality Meats. And, of course, during Lenten season, they've got a great selection of fish items as well. T.J. Houshmandzadeh signs a 5-year contract out of nowhere with Seattle. I didn't hear anybody saying Seattle. Did you hear anybody saying Seattle?
No, I did not hear anybody saying Seattle.
Where did T.J. Houshmandzadeh attend college? Where did T.J. Houshmandzadeh attend college? 1-888-455-ESPN. And we'll have Derek get us a winner there. 1-888-455-ESPN. ESPN.
Doug, obviously great TV last night. For fans, I attended a basketball game, but then I made it home in time.
You did? Really?
By the way, I want to say last night's Ravenna team, offensively, I thought night and day compared, and maybe it was something Axtell did, the first half against them. I saw the last two games. There was no, I'm going to use an adverb here for you folks from, you know, wherever you want to say.
Bertrand.
Fluidity to their offense. They were very fluid, a lot of people in motion. Adam Mingus, I did not realize how good Adam Mingus was. He's one of those kids, if he's on your team, you love to have him, and if he's not, you really want to just, if you got somebody quick enough to catch him, and then everybody else pile on top and start punching him, because he drives you nuts.
We do have a winner. T.J. Hushmanzada attended Oregon State University, and the winner is?
Jim from Grand Island knew it.
Jim, you psycho. Congratulations. 1-888-455-ESPN, always the number you need. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com is the email address. Tonight, boys district basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner and Osceola at York. On Power 99 FM, Overton and Burwell from Centura. Those games tip off at 7. Also tonight, Bruning Davenport will take on Meade at Cross County. Greeley Wallback in Litchfield at Grand Island Central Catholic. SEM and Hayes Center at Brady. All those tip at 7. Arapahoe and Juanita Palisade, 7:30 at McCook. So that's what's going on. Don't forget UNK Women are home tonight, 6 o'clock tip-off. And Husker Women are home tonight. UNK Baseball postponed tomorrow. Lady Broncos softball team split a pair of games yesterday, and they get ready to host their own classic this weekend. Major Colbert no longer with the Nebraska football team, and we'll be getting into some coaching changes tomorrow on the show. We'll also be talking with Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal star, and a little baseball daddy.
Steve Arousey joins us, Cal State Northridge Matadors head coach as well.
I want to thank Tim Marker, Adams Central Girls basketball coach, and Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning for joining us on the show today.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.